Welcome to Alex Yegorov's Keto and Intermittent Fasting Lifestyle Podcast, where Alex shares his experience of many years practicing healthy lifestyle with lots of content about nutrition, weight loss, intermittent fasting, keto, and how to do all of that the right way so you can get results and actually keep them lifelong in a healthy and consistent basis. Let's begin. What's going on, guys? Alex Yegorov here from biohackbody.com, and in today's episode I'm going to be showing you behind the scenes of one of my coaching calls with one of my clients, which will be sharing her journey, weight loss journey, for quite a while already and got pretty good results. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about, we're going to give you update how much she lost or gained in some cases for the last week and for the whole journey and itself. How does she feel this week and overall, and how is the whole thing of weight loss journey and body transformation and mind transformation go, so you can see and definitely you can pick up something valuable for yourself, so you can better do your weight loss journey, to you can improve your health and things like that. So stay tuned to the very end of this episode, because we're gonna talk a lot of great stuff that definitely gonna help you on your weight loss journey and whatnot. So how are you doing?
So good. I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm being very active this week, doing the exercise. I'm been moving a lot.
Yeah.
I feel great.
I've seen the spreadsheet, of course, so I saw how much you walk and the exercises and things like that that you always follow. And to be honest, let's sum things up. Last week, you dropped 4 pounds. And to be honest, I was expected most of the times, not all the time, but most of the time when we...
Last week, I didn't drop any. I gained weight last week.
Yeah, last week you gained 2 pounds. 2 pounds. And this week...
1.8.
Yeah, and this... I meant this week. I mispronounced it.
Oh.
This week, the new week, you lost 4 pounds, right? So during the carb cycling, meaning we were consuming carbs, you were consuming sweet potato, and we purposely was doing it because it's a carb cycling. So usually, generally speaking, people will be gaining weight, right? And boom, you lost 4 pounds. I was expecting you all either would be in the same spot or you're going to be more likely gain 1 or 2 pounds. That's my prediction for the next 2-3 weeks during the carb cycling. Most of the time, again, different things happening, but most of the time when you do carb cycling, you put your body into very inflammatory state because we change again to carbs purposely. We're doing it purposely. Remember, we're doing it like therapeutically, you can say even. We do it for you to get metabolic flexibility. I already talked about that in the previous call with you. So you know why we're doing it. We're doing it strategically, not for losing weight. Next 2-3 weeks supposed to be the carb cycling to get used to metabolize carbs again for our body. And then we're going to switch back to the, fat fasting and again, fat adaptation, ketosis and things like that. That's just temporarily, strategically. So that's the goal.
Okay.
Now, since you dropped 4 pounds, that's even better. I mean, I'm happy if you're losing weight during the carb cycling. Why not, right? Especially after last week when you've gained 2 pounds. It's always, we always want to get some better results, right? Even on the short term or long term, we always want to see it. And today you send me the picture in the Facebook and like, wow, 141 up to 145. Your last week ago was 145 and now it's 141. Yeah. So, which is fantastic. Yeah. Congratulations on the results again. From 196, let me actually pull it. Let me share the screen really quick just to summarize. Okay, do you see my screen?
Yes, I do.
Yep. So, what we have here is, actually all of your, that's what we've gone through with you, starting from week number one and all of the exercises, all of your walk steps, amount of steps, everything that we've done. Kind of, we were recording it here in the spreadsheet. That's your spreadsheet. And this is week number 27. And this is where you've done 30 hours fast, by the way, first time, which is congratulations. I know it went well. You kept me excited about that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one.
Yes, on Monday, Sunday. So, and you did
as you see, we lost 55 pounds with you within almost 7 months. There is 1 week short to be 7 months in total since we start working. But we've gone from 196.6 pounds to 141 right now. Now, our ideal goal is 130 or 120. We're still working on it. It's, it's all good. It's not about rushing and week per week got this result or that result. It's a long game. You know that. So I'm not going to even dive into that. Mm-hmm. Everything going right now. Perfect. I'm very, very happy. And now I want to, let me stop sharing. I want you to share your experience on this first week of carb cycling where you were eating sweet potato. First of all, I want to know, did you enjoy to have some potato for freaking 7 months? You didn't eat that thing. Was it good?
It was good. It was good. You know, we Spanish people, we like potatoes. We like
I'm Russian. Right? We eat potatoes a ton. For us, potato, and it's actually, I'm Russian. We have Belarusians, like Ukrainians, different people. It's sorry for stopping you just really, really quick. Yeah. We are the potato country completely. So I know what you say. Okay. Sorry for stopping you. Yep.
So, and sweet potato, I was eating a lot of sweet potato before we start working together. So it was good. And, I love the white potato and the sweet potato. The only thing that I noticed, it was like the first 3 days, I feel a little bit inflammation around my stomach and a little bit of like a stomach ache, you know, kind of thing like that. You know, nothing dramatic, but I was feeling different around my belly area. Inflammation, and I can see my stomach a little bit bigger than normal. But besides that, I think that was it.
That's a normal reaction before we even start this week of cycling, carb cycling. I already said to you, it's supposed to be inflammation because your body is starting from adapting back from the ketones, running on ketones to run on glucose, which is on carbs. So it's normal processes. There is,
And you know, one more thing I noticed that for the last 3-4 days, I was craving a lot of carbs again.
Yep.
That was on my mind. I said, you know, I knew it was because I was eating carbs again.
It's a downside, right?
So I was like, let me control myself because those cravings was coming back to my mind, like constantly, I want to eat this. I said, no, please.
Yes, this
but
is
then,
the downside.
I mean, it got better.
You have to
put the downside.
This couple of weeks, then we will get back to the ketosis and it gets again easier because when we run on ketones, our blood sugar is a lot more stable. You know, we don't spike it that much when we add in carbs, of course, different carbs there and glycemic index is different, meaning the carbs will spike insulin, blood sugar will be rising in different spikes. So obviously, but still just overall, the carbs there will make you crave more because they spike insulin higher and then it drops and you have those like flips, how to say, spikes go and down. That's how you might crave them. But I promise you, we're going to get back to the ketosis, back to keto, which you love. And for now, just try to enjoy those carbs.
Yeah.
A bit more special. Your protein shake that you showed me, that's incredible. You put sweet potato there. You put a protein shake from Sun Warrior, incredible shake, protein powder. And that was awesome. What else did you eat there? I forgot.
I add the milk, the sweet potato, the protein, and I add cinnamon.
And almond milk, right? Yes. That's fantastic. That's what I use. Cinnamon is really
good. It was good.
Everything that you add there, very, very awesome. Yeah.
Very tasty. That was like a treat for me.
I can imagine. I never tried with the sweet potato again, but
it's good. we do ice cream. We do a lot of things with the sweet potato.
Yeah.
Numerous things. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's very good. So, your inflammation eventually will pass more and more. The more you're going to get carb adapted, which is our goal right now. I will repeat, we're purposely doing that so your body can metabolize eventually, feel very good on carbs if necessary and on fats. So we don't want to completely go on keto and forever be there. Our ancestor didn't do that and we're not going to do that. And I know a lot of people will say, no, let's do forever keto. It depends. It depends on many things, but I am all about health and how to get and use something the best way. So it's not I'm trying to do not be dogmatic about something. No keto forever. No this forever. I'm trying to see, get the benefits from everything.
Yeah.
Cut the downsides if possible, and always trying to learn about it and experiment, see the studies and apply it on myself and on my clients or just on people who I talk to. Because I think it's more important than just blindly say, hey, vegan is bad, this one is good. It's not always like that. It depends on your goals. It depends on your, well, so many things, you know, how you feel and this and that. So we're going to be doing, you're going to be doing that from time to time, maybe till your the end of your days. Doesn't sound well. I mean, I would like you to always use this method from time to time to do those carb cycles as I teach you, because you're going to get a lot better in carbs and then a lot better in ketones back. In keto lifestyle.
Okay.
And then again, you're going to grow consistently in both of the sources at a different time. You cannot grow together.
Okay.
That's why we do it periodically. About 3 months, we go on keto. And about 2 to 3 weeks, depends on your feelings, depends on many things, you will do the carb cycling and things like that. So what I want to say, first of all, for this week, since today you are going to be going out, eating out, right? Am I right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. You know what I did? I've been doing since I, because I don't know, most likely we're going to either go out if we find a reservation or order some food out. So, but most likely we will be doing dinner around 4, 5, 6 p.m. today, Sunday. And what I did, I start fasting. My last meal was yesterday at 5 p.m. and I haven't had anything, you know, just water. So I don't know if that's going to work for me doing the fasting since yesterday.
I think better would be if you right now, well, break your fast and then you have some meal and then you go and have your dinner, which a second meal in your case would be. I want you right now, after our call, I want you break a fast, and then in 1 hour after that, I want you to have your, what's that, breakfast, still breakfast.
Breakfast, yes. Breakfast.
And then I want you to go and have your dinner, 5, 6, 4, whatever the time is, and go good, high quality dinner, as you know already what to eat, keep it lean, good fats, not bad, you know. And after that, let's say 6 p.m., your dinner over, or 7 p.m., I don't know. Let's say 6, 7, 8, doesn't matter. The point is, this week, we're going to be doing things differently, and we're going to increase even more the fasting. So after your dinner is over, you start fasting. Let's say it's 7 p.m., hypothetically, or 6, whatever. From 7 p.m. or 6 p.m., after you finish your eating out dinner, after that, you're going to fast till after tomorrow morning. So what I'm saying is, tomorrow, 7 p.m., it would be 24 hours fast. You're not eating tomorrow, 7 p.m. You're not having breakfast tomorrow. You're not having lunch tomorrow. You have nothing tomorrow, zero. After tomorrow, going to be your next meal. In this case, we hypothetically will hit about 24 hours plus, I don't know, 12, about 36, 38 hours, your fast would be. I don't know specifically, because I don't know when you're going to be dinner exactly and when you're going to break a fast. But I want you to break a fast as always. Even though it's a breakfast, you're still breaking a fast. So don't do crazy stuff after tomorrow, right? Today you have...
Okay.
I will repeat one more time. Let's go like that. After this call, you're going to break your fast. Then you're going to have your lunch.
Okay,
and then you don't eat, don't snack till you have your dinner out, eating outside, ordering food outside. You know already how to do it. I'm not going to dive into that. That's it. That's your last meal for today and last for tomorrow. Meaning after this dinner today, you're not eating anything. And tomorrow, you're not eating anything. You go completely water fast. I mean, you're taking water fast.
Yeah.
And you're taking magnesium, potassium, and sodium. If you feel like you're hungry, sodium most of the time will make the... cut, and also the water. That's what I want you to do. Now, the next day, which is would be already, what's that?
Tuesday.
Yes. The Tuesday, you will break your fast in the morning, which will give you approximately 36, 38 hours fast. Remember, we're building on prolonging that. So if you're feeling good and you're good to go, we're slowly adding. So last week was 30 hours prolonged fast before was 28, before was 26. We slowly build it up. Now you go and you go first time in your life, probably you go over the night without the food, the whole day, no food at all. And obviously this period, you keep me updated even more than usual. I want to get updates from you every few hours because it's important. Because if you don't feel good, let's say tomorrow on Monday evening and you just feel crappy, you feel very bad, then you don't jump on the binging. You strategically break in the fast with the bone broth slowly and then lean meat and then normal meat if you cannot bear with the fast. But I as far as I know you, I think you will go through it. Just in case, I'm saying, if worst case scenario, you break a fast, but you do it the right way. Very important, do not mess up like I used to did in the past. I was pushing too much with the fasting, crazy, like 72 hours. And eventually I was breaking a 69 and I just went full out, like ate every possible food, bad, not bad, everything mixed together, 10,000 calories. That's crazy. That's how I build the binge eating for myself and multiple food disorders. So I want you to fight cravings, do fasting, but don't push too much. If you feel like, hey, yeah, I'm going to lose my shit soon, then you don't try to push too much. You better chill out. Meditate first, definitely do elevated emotion, because when you stress, all of the food that you're going to absorb, most of them are going to be stored, especially carbs, will be stored as a fat, and it's just not healthy at all. So you meditate, elevated emotions, 5 minutes, get back with your real life. And then you start breaking the fast with a bone broth, lean chicken, the way I've trained you, the way we've done it many, many times. That's what I wanted to say about this prolonged fast. Now, do you understand what's the game?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when I break my fast Tuesday on my breakfast, right?
Yes.
With the bone broth and the protein shake, and then I will have my normal breakfast meal, right?
Yes.
Then I will have my lunch, and it's a regular day too.
Exactly.
Three meals.
Yes. Everything is perfect the way you said it. And as always, keep me updated. And if you have any questions related to this plan, obviously ask me, because this is what.
You know what I forgot to mention? Friday, right? I stay home. I didn't go to work because I got a lot of things to do with my mom. So we were running. And then I went to my dentist on Boston. I was doing my fast. I did 22 hours. Mm-hmm. But that day, I hardly drink water, because when I'm outside, I don't like to drink water because I don't like to use the bathrooms outside. So, but when we were driving from Boston, it was almost 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I was feeling very dizzy. My mind was going like that.
Is it when you were driving there or back from the doctor? I forgot.
Back. Back. It was getting time to break my fast, and I never felt like before. So I was thinking maybe because I wasn't drinking a lot of I hardly drink that day water.
Yeah.
You know.
You might be dehydrated. I
think so, because when I started to drink my protein shake, it was starting to feel much better.
Also, what's because your doctor you see, was doing with the teeth? Did he, did you shot or something like painkiller?
You know, yeah, anesthesia. They put me anesthesia.
Yeah, so maybe that gave you also that dizziness. Could you think that it might react something with, you've been fasted?
I don't know.
I'm not sure as well what they did.
It wasn't funny. Oh my God, it wasn't funny. So. And my first time was maybe, you know, I wasn't drinking a lot of water that day because a lot of things were going on. So maybe the water, because when I do my fasting, I drink water like, you know, a lot.
And you always feel really, really good. So you never felt dizzy.
Yeah. And I was feeling dizzy and nauseous. Oh, my God. It was awful. I didn't even have like I was walking like, Jose goes, oh, wow, you know, what's going on? I said, well, I don't know. I don't feel good. And maybe because I haven't drink water. Normally when I do my fasting, I do a lot of water, help me a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I rely a lot on water. But that day I completely, maybe when I get up, I did my exercise that Friday, I drink water. I think that was the only time that I drank water.
Oh, yeah, I better drink more.
And after that, yeah, after that, we went out early. I went to help her. Then I came back, and then we went out to Boston. In Boston, you know, they were taking care of my teeth for 3 hours. So really, I wasn't able to drink water. So I drink water when I came into the car. We were ready to leave. Yeah, I drink water, but that was it.
Was it like painful when she was working with your teeth? Was it painful? Was it stressful for you? I mean, it's additional stress, obviously. You go into the dentist. You probably had some additional stress, maybe, no, related to this trip.
I don't know. It wasn't really stressed for me. I don't know. It wasn't uncomfortable, the procedure for me. But I think it was the water. The water, I mean.
Yeah, are you going to go again to the doctor, to the dentist? Are you going to go again?
Yes, but in June.
Oh, then, June. Then anyways, when next time, try to use this opportunity to actually test that and try to do the same. For example, next time you go in the June and try to fast specifically for that purpose and try to, in this case, consume normal amount of water that you usually do. And then see, so you will kind of figure it out, because if it's going to go away, that means everything is good. You just need to add water. If it's not going to go away, and even if you feel not good, maybe you need to add magnesium, some sodium, potassium, some electrolytes into the mix in the morning. And even
it was weird because I wasn't drinking a lot of water. And yes, I was pee a lot.
Mm.
So I think that makes sense.
Usually, so when you were peeing a lot, you actually was removing from your body those electrolytes, to be honest, remember?
Yeah.
So especially on keto, it's even more important, because your liver dumps those liquids, dumps those minerals, and because of the insulin is low all the time on a keto, on a fasting. When we're fasting, insulin is low, can you imagine? You don't eat anything, so your insulin low, so liver start dumping those minerals, you know. So kidney, sorry, and that's normal. That's the why you need to rehydrate, and you need to add a little bit of pink Himalayan salt or just sea salt into the water, and get some couple of pills of magnesium and have some potassium from the supplements in this case, because you fast and you cannot eat avocado, right, if it's in the middle of the fast. So this case could be that could be also the case.
Because I was peeing a lot, and I said, well, and then when I came home, I said, well, let me see what happened through the day. And yes, I wasn't drinking a lot of water. And I was pissing. I was flushing out, you know, everything. Yeah. So I think it was dehydration.
I'm looking forward to your next experience with that, because I want to see how you got this test.
First thing it happened, even when I started my fasting, to you know, my first time, I wasn't feeling that crappy. Never feel that crappy on a fasting day. Never. I was telling Jose, oh my God, I don't feel good. And even when I started this, never felt like that. Even my first time on fasting.
On the other hand, we also have different week this week and the next and maybe the next. I'm talking about that carb cycling. So there is so many variables. Your body already kind of a little bit in between, so a bit on ketosis because you're fasting, and boom, some carbs there. So it's might be also that inflammation additional. Remember, we kind of forgot about this. Everything is different.
Probably.
It's hard to pick what exactly the problem, right?
Probably.
Only by testing we will figure it out.
Yeah. Probably. I don't know. But thanks God, when I ate my meals and I start feeling much, much better. The fogginess went away, you know.
I want you to, on the days when you have no fasting, I wanted you to eat 10 to 15. Remember, first week, I wanted you to eat to 10 ounces of, well, in this case, sweet potato. This week, I already talked about that with you on Facebook. Just want to make it one more time clear. If you can, put it inside of you. I mean, eat it without feeling too much full in, without pushing yourself too much. If you want to have better, have 15 ounces of, in this case, sweet potato we're talking about, because I want you to get a bit more for the next 1 to 2 weeks, depends on the situation. And then obviously we will cut it off completely. The days when you're fasting and when you have one meal, you have 5 ounces. Some day have 10 ounces. Depends on the different things, but try to aim to 15 ounces a day. And eventually do the way that you feel the best in order to fullness. But we want to try push a bit more. Okay?
Okay. All right.
In terms of the meal for the next week, I already said to you, in terms of the fasting, we talked it through. It's going to be prolonged fasting, even more than before. 38, 36 hours, depends what time you wake up and where you break a fast. But the first day that you're going to go the whole day and night without any food, which is fantastic feeling if you do it the right way, then it's going to be really, really well. What else I want to say? What else? The exercising is same. The program is same. I want to say that, I don't know, 1 or 2 weeks needed to be done more of carb cycling, depends on the, we wait until inflammation will pass and completely will get adapted and then go for a few more days. Based on that, that's why I don't know exactly 2 or 3 weeks we're going to be doing, maybe 3 weeks, maybe two.
Now, for those of you guys who need more personal touch on your intermittent fasting, on your healthy weight loss journey and whatnot, I want to say that I have a one-on-one online coaching program. It's a body mastery program where I'm guiding my clients to achieve success that they're looking forward to. Now, I'm making meal plans for my clients, exercise routines if necessary, and things like that. And to learn more about this program, just go to biohackbody.com. Now, I also will put the link in the description.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love you to leave an honest review on iTunes. It does help a little bit to spread my word out so this podcast can reach more people so we can help as many people as we possibly can change their health and their lives for better. And don't forget to subscribe to Alex Yegorov's Keto and Intermittent Fasting Lifestyle Podcast for future episodes. I see you there.